This is KCUR 89.3. Some of the kids in Ms. Charlene Wafer's creative writing class at Central Academy of Excellence are natural performers, like Logan Bates.
You got two more people, and at your head, they aim. His mother wants you locked up for life without parole. His brother wants to fill your body with 1,000 holes. The bullet doesn't end beef, it just starts more. Now you got a whole neighborhood looking, and you the one they looking for.
The students spent this past summer writing compositions about gun violence. The class was a collaboration between the Kansas City Public Schools and KCUR's reporting project, The Argument, a series that explores some of the causes behind the area's many homicides. KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports on how the students are expressing themselves through this class.
Good afternoon. Good morning, teachers and students. At this time, may I have all argument creative writing students.
Charlotte Wafer's class met third period at 9:25 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. She picked these students because of their interest in creative writing. Some of the kids had direct experience with gun violence. Some only knew it from the news. Playwright and screenwriter Nathan Lewis Jackson coached the students throughout the semester on the power of language.
I'm fantastic. My words are like elastic. I wrap verbs around nouns and stretch sentences into plastic. Okay?
Jackson's a Kansas City, Kansas native, and he's a writer on the popular Netflix series Luke Cage and 13 Reasons Why. So these high school students inhaled his advice as they rehearsed for their performance at the end of the class.
Can both of you guys step up like two steps? Take it this way, this way, this way, this way. Perfect. Don't face each other. Face the audience, but at a diagonal. Great, like that, great. Try it again.
Well, I'll tell you what it means to us.
To us, it means that 6,262 parents are grieving over the loss of their child who was killed due to gun violence.
Somewhere in the world, a young person's life has been taken.
LaShawna Bussey says creating a spoken word piece about this issue made some of her experiences real in a new way.
The number really stuck out to me because in that number were some of my friends. I lost a lot of close friends to gun violence. So with that number, it's like, wow, not only were my friends killed, you know, and their families were affected, it was many other people in the world who were also affected by it.
Kaya Washington and Damon King had a different perspective on gun violence. Their scene was written as a flashback of someone who had been murdered.
Gun violence.
I'm staring at my lifeless body as it lay in this body bag. I wish I was alive so my family wouldn't have to suffer and mourn over the stupid decisions that I made. This is my fault. If I would have stayed out of drama and avoided the situation, my family wouldn't have to be put in this position. But no, I had to prove something, and in the end, it wasn't worth it.
Kaya says she chose this perspective because she thinks a lot about what happens after death.
Like, can you see the world, like, from your eyes? Like, what happened? So when I was writing it, I was like, I guess I'll write it from that perspective because I always think about it every day. And hearing so many stories on the news, if you die, like, what is left of you? Do people, who is going to remember us?
Jaden Nelson wrote an autobiographical piece. It was about the memory of a murdered best friend who helped him overcome his fear of performing. In his story, he changed the main character's name to Ashad.
It is the day of the talent show. Ashad was on the stage. His music started playing, but he was not singing. The music stopped and everybody in the audience started talking. All of a sudden, Ashad heard Kente's voice in his head. Come on, Ashad, you got this. Remember what I told you. Close your eyes and start singing.
Yes, I do. I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard.
Kente, it turns out, was Jaden's best friend. He was murdered, and he did inspire Jaden to perform.
I was nervous, but at the same time, it felt great to like tell people my story. Cause in my story, that was my best friend named Kente Summers, who I lost, and I just wanted people to, you know, be able to memorize him somehow, and that seemed like probably the only way I could probably just do it.
Jaden says performing his story helped him grieve the loss of his friend, kind of, but the memory still feels fresh. Many of the students in Wafer's writing class will join a newly formed poetry club at Central Academy next term. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.